Cleaning Nation, welcome to another super spectacular episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you thank you. Thank you for being such an amazing community. You guys share in the Facebook group. You like, you, what do you do on YouTube? I guess you subscribe. You do whatever you're supposed to do to make this show continue to work. And I couldn't be more grateful in this Thanksgiving season for you. Just amazing human beings. Today, we are chatting with Michelle Middleton from Polished and Pristine. Polished and Pristine has been serving the Seattle, Washington area off and on for the last 5 years, and Michelle is getting serious in the last 6 months. If you want to reach out to Michelle and her team, you can hold them at www.polishedandpristine.com. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to have you. So what happened roughly 6 months ago that made you decide, you know what, I'm going to do this thing for real?
Well, I had moved back up from Austin, Texas, and picked back up into cleaning. And actually, quite quickly, I gained quite a list of clients and, you know, found that this is really what I love doing. I love working with my clients and making their home beautiful when they come home. And so I've really just continued doing that. And now my schedule is completely booked out.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
Well, hey, congratulations on kind of just moving back to an area where you didn't have a lot of business and doing such a good job. B, what's going on in your world specifically that hopefully I can give you some help with today?
Well, like I said, I'm at the point now where I could easily work 7 days a week, and I'm really burning myself out. I know that I need to bring on other people to grow my business. That's my ultimate goal is to continue to grow my business because I've maxed myself out. And so I'm looking for any advice, in that area. You know, what are the best next steps to growing my business?
All right. Well, I've got, as usual, I've got a mouthful, and I think we can really help you. First and foremost, if you're working, so right now you're working 5 days a week, correct? And it's pretty much all cleaning. No time for selling, no time for admin, no time for anything. You're just cleaning as much as you can clean, and that's about all you got time for.
Yeah, and I'm cleaning 6 days a week.
6 days a week. Good Lord. Okay. Well, yeah. The best news is it's time to raise prices right off the bat. That is the best way if you've got too many clients to thin the herd is just raise prices. One of two things will happen. One, nobody will leave and you'll just start making a lot more money for the same work, which is a good outcome. Two, some people will leave and you'll make a little bit more money or, God forbid, the same amount of money for a lot less work. So that's kind of the spectrum of what's going to happen. And I think we talked before, you said that you're a Clean Profit Method member. That's step two, goes over in detail how to do that. I think there might be scripts on what to say and how to do it. Good news is, I shouldn't say you don't care if they leave, but the goal is kind of to work less for more money or for the same money. You could do it poorly and it's not gonna hurt you. I would do it by phone call. I would just explain, things are going up. I've got more clients than I can serve. This is what the price is. If that works for you, fantastic. We'll keep giving the great service that you're used to. If that doesn't work for you, always give them a month, right? It's not fair to call and say, hey, as of tomorrow, prices are up. Give them a month's heads up and just say, hey, if you want me to help you find a new cleaner, actually, I don't even have time to find a new cleaner, but if you need to find a new cleaner, I totally understand. But if you want to stick with me, that's great. And again, I just real quick, we go over this in depth on step two. So if you haven't already gone through, I know you're a Clean Profit Member method. If you haven't gone through step two, go through that in detail. That said, the way the math works out is a lot of people think, man, if I raise my prices 20% and I'm making, $5,000 a month profit, I'll just raise my profit by 20%, right? Which kind of stands to reason. The way the math works out is you'll actually double your profit. Typically, for you, it might not be quite that much because you're not paying cost of goods sold because you're cleaning yourself. But when you do a small price raise at the top line, your bottom line profit, at least when you have employees and overhead and all that, since that your expenses don't go up, it's all margin, right? So all of that price raise goes right to the bottom line. So that's the first and foremost. Is that something you're comfortable doing before I go into step two?
Yes, Absolutely.
And again, there's lots of stories in the Clean Profit Method Facebook group of people that were afraid to do it and they did it. And they're like, oh my gosh, it worked out fantastic. I can't think of a single one, anyone I've coached that I asked to do that. And they're like, I went out of business. It was the worst thing. No one ever went out of business from having too high of prices, but lots of people go out of business for too low of prices. So that's the first thing. Second thing is we got to switch businesses. Right now you're in the cleaning business, which raising prices is going to make you in better paid than you are now. But you're never going to get rich or really grow a business when you're cleaning. We need to get you out of the cleaning business and into the business of attracting both clients, which it sounds like you've got down pretty well, and employees, which is the next thing I want to go over is how to do that. And again, for those of you who are in the Clean Profit Method, that would be step 7 and 8. I'm going to give you a quick overview for the audience and just to get Michelle started, but we go over it in depth in step 7 and 8. The way that you want to do that is you need an automated flow of applicants. So a lot of people get overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. And the problem is they ask friends or family, or they just don't have enough good quality applicants and they're afraid. And if you don't have a good pool of applicants to hire from, if you got 6 hobos, you can't hire anyone, right? You need 6 qualified applicants. So the way that you do that is you want to run a core values-based ad, which sounds very different than what everyone else says. What everyone else says is, you know, fast growing local cleaning company offers free training and great pay and no weekends and room for growth, which is what everyone else says. So there's 100 ads in you and you don't get any applicants. What you want is a core values based ad. Like for me, my core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. I would say something like, if you want something more than just another crappy job and you actually want to change the world and do it with people that you love, we need to talk. See how that's very different than what most folks do. And some people aren't into my core values and they're going to think that's stupid. That's great. I don't waste my time with them anyway. But the people that do resonate with my core values, and I've done this with all my business, with the car dealership, with the construction company, with my cleaning company, the people that show up aren't just going to be like, nah, I'm here for the crappy job. They're gonna be like, is it true? Is this real? Is this job, this mythical place that I've always wanted to work, is that available? So you've got to start with an ad that's core values based, not like everyone else. Any questions on that piece before we move on?
Nope, I'm good. Cool.
And again, this is all in the Clean Profit Method, so you can go through this slow, but I want to make sure for everyone just listening that we give them something to do. The next step is we want to automate the system all the way through application. So on that ad, the call to action should be go to our website. You should have a page just on your website. So for you, it'd be paulsonpristine.com/hiring/I-want-in/let's-do-this/ I try to make it kind of a fun place for them to go. And then I'm going to recap the ad, right? So again, the core values based headline. So we don't want to go from, you know, are you the hardest working person you know? Do you want something more than a job? Do you want to change the world and do it with people you love? And then they get to the hiring page and it's all name, age, sex, location, you know, address, you know, it's a big stop, right? So you want to kind of keep that theme going, whatever your core values were, you want to start with that on your hiring ad. And then you're going to ask some disqualifying questions. You know, a lot of people, so you're going to recommunicate your core values and what they're in for. So like, oh yeah, this is that ad. I remember these guys. Cause a lot of times they're on indeed.com and they're just clicking apply. We want to get them away from that and into your own little universe. So they're like, oh yeah, I remember this people I've spent. You want them to invest a little time in you. So you're going to ask some questions, some core values based questions. So for me, like having fun, I might say, have you ever been in a work environment where there was no fun and you hated it? How about a work environment where it was too much fun and nothing got done? And I'd let them answer those questions. And then you might also have your disqualifier questions like, do you have a car? Are you available these hours? Do you want part-time or full-time? So you want to ask a set of questions that's going to come to you. And then you're going to have an automated sequence. At first, don't even disqualify them. Just have everyone kind of qualify. An automated sequence inviting them to a group interview that you're going to do once a week. So once you get the system set up with your core values-based ad running in places where your good prospects are, and they're going to your website and filling out the form, there's going to be an autoresponder like AWeber or MailChimp or something like that that will invite them to your weekly group interview. What'll happen once you've got the system set up is every week you'll have anywhere from 0 to 5 people showing up at a group interview. And once you've got that and you just do that 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and again, it's only going to take you like an hour, right? An hour a week to do a group interview. Then you can invite the ones that you like to a one-on-one interview the next day, and then you can start training. So even if the first couple, you don't invite anyone to a one-on-one interview, or you invite them to one one-on-one interview and you're just really selective at first because you're kind of scared, that's okay. You want to start that flow of good qualified applicants coming in. So that's the first thing I would do, is raise prices. Second thing I would do is switch businesses. Switch from being in the cleaning business to being in the business of attracting cleaning clients and attracting cleaners. That's really the business that you want to be in. And the way that you're going to do that is start creating a flow of employees based on a core values-based ad and then an automated system to get them to the group interview. So that's a lot of training in a very short amount of time. Questions, comments, rude remarks, curse words, you talk, I'll listen.
No, that's great. And I like the raising prices right off the bat. That is definitely an area that I need to work on. So that will be my first step. Definitely. No, I like this. This flows easy.
Cool. It is easy. And I'm telling you, we've got to, and if it doesn't work, if you raise prices, nobody quits. That means you were not just a little underpriced. You were ridiculously underpriced. Raise them again. keep raising them until people go away. We're not going to be able to get you out of this if you're cleaning 6 days a week. There's just, it's mentally, physically, emotionally, it's just too much. So we need to get you cleaning. Sure. Even if you have a partner, right? The first person you hire, maybe you just clean with them so you get done twice as fast. Not at first. At first, it'll take you just as long because you're training. But you'll get them done twice as fast, and then you hire the second person to take their spot, and then you can go nuts and start. You'll be shocked at how exciting and thrilling it is to have a business as opposed to just be cleaning every day. And again, keep in touch in the Facebook group so we can give you the encouragement that you need. Did that answer your question? Any follow-up questions before we hit the lightning round?
Nope, that's great. I love it.
You are just so easy, Michelle. No one ever wants to do business with you. You're just making life easy for the whole world. Well, I'm going to put you to work since you're so smart. And I'm going to give you the lightning round questions. We'll give you the opportunity to share some of what you've learned in your 5 or 6 years in the business with Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Personal, professional, just flat out the best piece of advice.
That would be to admit to mistakes quickly and get into the problem or into the solution faster, because that's what most clients are really after, instead of fighting back and delaying the process. Just admit to it and move forward.
Gosh, I know that's right, because the opposite is wrong. The people that can't change and just are stuck on the thing never succeed. And the people are like, okay, got it, moving on, let's go. Those are the ones that, again, because all I do every day is coach owners of cleaning companies. And you're absolutely right. The people that have that kind of, I'm right, or we need to hammer this out, or I just want to get in a fight as opposed to moving along, they struggle. Great answer. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that our esteemed colleagues can learn from?
I'm going to go with undercharging out of the gate, because I thought that that's what I needed to do and that I wanted to stay what I thought was relative to market pricing. Clearly I know that I've been undercharging, and so now I'm having to go back and ask for more. So do your research, I guess, whether that's building your own confidence or whatnot, but I would say that my biggest mistake so far has been undercharging.
Again, I've been doing this podcast for almost 300 episodes now. I would say 1 in 3 or 4 say biggest mistake, undercharging. Zero of the 300, zero, not one has said my biggest mistake has been overcharging. So if you're not sure if you're undercharging or not, raise prices and figure it out. Maybe you could be the number one person that finally says I charge too much, but I doubt it. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something really easy to implement as soon as the show's over, they can go do and make their life or their business just a tiny bit better.
I'm going to go with get enough sleep each night, and to always at least take one day off a week. After working 6 days a week, I think it's just important to make sure that our bodies rest and that we have a self-care day.
I love this coming from the woman working exactly 6 days a week, and I have a feeling probably not sleeping enough, but I agree.
Yeah.
Whether you're, and again, trust
that's
me.
That's my goal.
Yeah. Half the advice I give, when I master all this, I'll let you guys know, but a lot of this I'm coaching as well. So I love that you're like, hey, I don't know if I've got this mastered, but I know you people should all be sleeping.
Exactly.
Michelle, thank you. I just love your energy. Thank you for sharing your passion. Thank you for being a part of Cleaning Nation and the Clean Profit Method. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out show notes page, Michelle's show notes page, and everything that we've done. I think I just have a video up there right now that's like a free training. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.